啊，哈利路亚，奉主耶稣基督圣名，很高兴跟各位弟兄姊妹在这里一起来遵守纪念安息圣日。
哈利路亚，thank the Lord. I'm very happy to be here to have worship together with brothers and sisters of Irvine Church.
啊，因为今天下午还有两节要谈启示录。
Because we're going to have two more sessions this afternoon on the Book of Revelations.
那今天早上就以一个开头的一个比较完整性的一个讲道的方式，我们来看真耶稣教会在救赎史当中的角色。
So we will have a more thorough introduction as far as the role of True Jesus Church in the history of salvation.
那首先我们就是要来谈救赎史。
So now we would like to talk about the history of salvation.
这是一个很漫长的一个历史。
This is a long period of time.
我们也正在这个里面。
We are also part of this fabric of time and history.
那我们再来看我们真耶稣教会在这个很长的救赎史里，我们在怎么样一个地位。
So we would like to see the role of True Jesus Church in this fabric of history.
好，那一讲到救赎史，我们就会想到神的创造。
When we talk about the history of salvation, we remember the creation of God.
神创造万物。
When God created the heavens and the earth.
最后神创造了人。
He created humans.
那创造人是特殊的，就是有神的样子跟形象。
And men were created in a unique way. We were created in the image of God.
那创造之后，神给他们两个很重要的工作。
And so after man was created, God gave them two great assignments.
第一个就是生养众多，遍满全地。
The first one is to be fruitful and multiply and to fill the earth.
那第二个要治理这个地，然后呢要管理神所造的万物。
And the second is to subdue, rule over and manage the whole earth.
这个就所谓的是在伊甸园的时代里面。
And this is during the period of Eden.
人类犯罪之后，
But after man sinned,
神呢很痛心地把他们赶出伊甸园啊。
With sorrow regret, God cast them out of the Garden of Eden.
但是虽然被赶出伊甸园，
And although man was cast out,
我们知道那个神也是爱人类的。
Out of this paradise, we know that God still loves the world.
从这个时候开始，神已经准备了救恩的工作。
And so God has already created a way of salvation.
所以从出伊甸园之后，这个时代就是万人祭司的时代。
So, upon departing from the Garden of Eden, everyone was a priest at that time.
在当时，你只要有心拜神，每个人都可以直接拜神。
All mankind had the opportunity to be a priest at that time, as long as you're willing to worship the Lord.
圣经有在这个时期有几个很，我们都很熟悉的那个拜神的人。
There were some famous God-fearing men during this time.
譬如说那个约伯。
For example, Job.
他是东方乌斯地的一个很有钱的人。
He was a wealthy man who lived in the land of Oz.
他是完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的，但是他不是以色列人哦。
He was an upright man who despised evil and But he was not an Israelite.
那巴兰先知还记得吗？
Do you remember the prophet Balaam?
他后来是变坏了，但是他刚刚出来的时候，他是遇到事情，他是问神的。
In the beginning, he was also a righteous prophet because whenever he had any questions, he would inquire of God. Later on, he turned evil.
人家来要来贿赂他，他先说：“你们等着，我去问神看看。”
And so, in the beginning, when people asked him to curse the Israelites to bribe him, he said, "Let me inquire the Lord."
他从哪里来的？
And so, where did he come from?
他从幼发拉底河那边来的。
He came from the land of the Euphrates.
很远呐、啊，他就是圣经所讲的伯拉大河，也就是两河流域。
He came from that cradle civilization, a river Euphrates.
那这个时期经过了，所谓的巴别塔时代。
And so, after that age was the age of the Tower of Babel.
对，这都是万人祭司的时代。
And it's still a time when everyone could be priests in front of God.
那后来呢？神就拣选一个人。
But then later on, God chose just one person.
我们看一下以赛亚书。
Let's look at Isaiah.
以赛亚书五十一章第二节。
Isaiah 51, verse 2.Isaiah 51, verse 2. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who gave you birth. When I called him, he was but one, and I blessed him and made him many.
亚伯拉罕独自一人的时候，我选召他。
When Abraham was but one, I called him.
神选召亚伯拉罕一个人。
So God called him one person.
神选召他目的是什么？
And what was the reason that God had chosen him?
给他功课是什么？
What was his homework?
很简单，我们看那个创世纪第十二章。
Very simply, let's look at Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章一二节，你会看到。
Verse 1 to 2, we can see.
第一节，他把他完全的叫他离开，离开，离开。
The first thing that Lord asked him to do was to leave his country.
本地本族父家。
From his people and from his father's household.
完全断绝他以前的。
Completely disconnect himself from his.
第二节
and verse
2一句就好
Genesis 12 verse 2 I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you
好 Amen 唯一的目的是什么
and what is the purpose of God
一句话可以讲完的目的是什么
in choosing Abraham in one sentence
我必叫你称为大国
I will make you into a great nation
这是神赋予亚伯拉罕要完成的
And this is the assignment that God gave to Abraham.
当然接下来大国一定要有土地要子孙
And so to have a great nation, you have to have descendants and also land.
所以亚伯拉罕神就应许他子孙要像天上星海边沙
And so God promised Abraham that your descendants will be as innumerable as the stars above and as sand in the seashore.
那土地呢
And as for land,
我们看十五章
You can look at verse, chapter 15 of Genesis.
这就是应许地啊
And this is the promised land.
应许地是哪里呢
Where is the promised land?
神跟他立约的应许地就是十五章第十八节
Genesis 15 verse 18 talks about the land of the covenant. On that day the Lord made a covenant with Abram and said to your descendants I give this land from the river of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates.
好这个应许地很大
This land was vast.
从埃及小河
From the little river Egypt.
这个就是那个跟埃及交界的，就是在巴勒斯坦的下边的，就是南地最后的一个河，就是埃及小河，埃及河。
It's the river Egypt, which is the lowest right-hand border of the country Egypt.
那一直到那个黎巴嫩一直到叙利亚一直到现在的伊拉克
so the, river, so the land extended all the way from the river Egypt through Lebanon through all the way through Israel and then to the Euphrates River
中文是说伯拉大河其实就是现在伊拉克的那个幼发拉底河
so Euphrates River is the one that is bordering Iraq in present day
所以这就是应许地
and this is the promised land
应许地是从埃及河一直到幼发拉底河
and so the promised land extends from the river Egypt all the way to the river Euphrates
这是应许给亚伯拉罕的
and this was promised to Abraham
那这个信息一直在重复
and this message continued to repeat
我们先来看出埃及记二十三章
You can see Exodus chapter 23
31节
Verse 31
这个时候他们已经出埃及了
Here they have already departed from Egypt
还在旷野哦
They were still wandering in the wilderness
他们是在这里经过差不多一个多月他们现在是来到西乃山下
And after 1 month wandering in the wilderness they are now at the foot of Mount Sinai
就是他们出埃及之后满三个月到了西乃山的时候
Actually, 3 months after they have departed from Egypt, they are at the foot of Sinai.
三十一节
And verse 31.
二十三章三十一节
Chapter 23, verse 31. I will establish your borders from the Red Sea to the Sea of the Philistines and from the desert to the river. I will hand over to your people who live in the land and you will drive them out before you.
哦，神这时候再讲一次，你的境界是到波拉大河。
Again, the Lord emphasized that your boundaries are at the river of Euphrates.
四十年的旷野经过了。
After 40 years in the wilderness,
他们来到了约旦河畔。
They came to the Jordan River.
那要过河之前，摩西又再一次的把神的命令再讲一次，就是生命记。
And so before they crossed the Jordan River, Moses again repeated the commands of God, and that is the book of Deuteronomy.
我们看《生命记》第一章。
We can see Deuteronomy chapter 1.
生命记第一章，摩西神又吩咐摩西再讲一次。
And so again, God commanded Moses to repeat his commands.
从第一节，如果我们现在看第七节就可以了。
Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 7.
这在讲他们应许地是到哪里，也就是说你进了应许地，现在要过河了，你要境界到哪里。
And so they, God was repeating again where they should continue to conquer land, the borders.
And 七节
Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 7. Break camp and advance into the hill country of the Amorites. Go to all the neighboring peoples in the Arabah, in the mountains, in the western foothills, in the Negev, along the coast.To the land of the Canaanites and to Lebanon, as far as the great river of the Euphrates.
神说要一直打到经过黎巴嫩，又到伯拉大河，就是幼发拉底河了，现在的伊拉克。
And so going beyond the land of Lebanon, going as far as Euphrates, which is today the land of Iraq.
所以这是对神来讲很重要的。
And so this is very important to God.
十一章生命记。
And so Deuteronomy chapter 11,
24节
verse 24,
神也一样的再讲一次，境界是到哪里。
Again, God repeated the borders of their land. Every place where you set your foot will be yours. Your territory will be extended from the desert to Lebanon and from Euphrates River to the Western Sea.
你可以看到，没有一件事情神重复这么多次的。
You can see that there is not one thing that has been repeated so many times like this.
这个当中已经经过好几百年了。
And this is so many hundreds of years since this has passed.
就是说从创世纪第十五章到现在。
From the time of Genesis chapter 15 all the way to Deuteronomy.
那现在摩西去世了。
And so now Moses has passed away.
约书亚要带他们进去。
And Joshua was about to lead the people in.
我们看约书亚记第一章。
We can see Joshua chapter 1.
再一次的神又吩咐了。
And Joshua chapter 1, God again commanded.
我们看结果就好哈。
We can see the conclusion.
一章第四节。
Verse 4. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the great sea in the west.
所以应许地就是从埃及河一直到伯拉大河，到幼发拉底河。
So we know that the promised land extends from the river of Egypt all the way to the river of Euphrates.
约书亚有没有带他们完全的到应许地？
Did Joshua take them all the way to the river Euphrates?
有没有？没有。
No, he did not.
他们只是占领了迦南地。
They only conquered the land of Canaan.
时候还没到。
Because the time has not yet come.
迦南地只是应许地的一很小的部分。如果你看地图的话。
If you look at the map, the land of Canaan was only a small sliver of the promised land.
如果你把那应许地从那个幼发拉底从上面一直到下面都算的话，那个跟这个迦南地比起来的话是。有人有算过127分之一，那么小。
Actually, count the amount of land extending from the river of Euphrates all the way to the river of Egypt, the land of Canaan is but 1/127th of the whole territory.
如果算的比较小一点呢，至少要二十几分之一啊，也意思是说，迦南地只是应许地的一小部分，你看地图就知道了。
And if you were to count it a different way, again, Canaan is only 1/20th of this whole vast land granted by God.
但是神绝对是信实的。
But God is a faithful God.
人有时候支票会跳票。
Sometimes a man's check will bounce.
但是神绝对不会开支票空头支票。
But God never gives bounce checks. His promises are always fulfilled.
神的这个应许到什么时候应验？
So when did God's promise become fulfilled?
我们知道，就是到大卫的时候。
It was not until the time of David.
你看那个大卫，我们看列王记上。
We look at First Kings on the story of David.
大卫打下江山。
David conquered lands.
那所罗门来统管江山，所罗门没有打过仗啊。
And Solomon reigned over it. Solomon did not fight any battles.
所罗门所管的就是他爸爸打的。
Solomon only reigned over the land that was conquered by David.
我们看结果就好。
And so we can see the result.
那个，如果你要看大卫在打江山的话，你要看撒母耳记下。
So looking at 2 Samuel.
那我们现在是看结果。
列
王记上第四章。
First Kings chapter 4.
这是整个的神的应验给亚伯拉罕的应许给亚伯拉罕的最后的应验呐。
And so this is the fruition of the promise of God to Abraham.
第四章二十节。
Verse 20. The people of Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand on the seashore. They ate, they drank, and they were happy.
你看，这是人哦。
This is people.
应许亚伯拉罕的子孙现在应验了。如同海边的沙那么多了。
So here it was fulfilled the promise and prophecy of God, which is the descendants of Abraham should be numerous as the sand on the seashore.
那土地呢？
What about the land?
二十一节。
Verse 21. And Solomon ruled over all the kingdoms from the river to the land of the Philistines as far as the border of Egypt.
哎，你看，从大河一直到埃及小河。
All the way from the Euphrates River to the border of Egypt.
二十一节是不是？好，所以这是谁打下来的
？And who was the one who conquered this？
是大卫。
It was David。
所以大卫在整个的神的应许跟应验当中，这是一个很重要的人物。
And so David was a critical player in the history of salvation。
我们来看一节以赛亚书二十七章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 27.
这是一个应那个应许啊，预言啊。
This is a promise and a prophecy.
我们知道以赛亚书二十四章到二十七章，这是一个预言书。
We know Isaiah chapter 24 to 27 is a book, a passage of prophecy.
一般人把它称作以赛亚书当中的启示录。
So some people call this a revelation of the book of Isaiah.
在这里面你可以看到的有一个词哈，一个词一直在重复的。
And in here there's a phrase that continues to repeat.
就是说到那日，你看二十七章第一节。
And that phrase is in chapter 27 verse 1. It says, "In that day."
在那个日子要怎么样
？In that day, what should happen?
我们看。十二节，二十七章十二节。
Looking at Isaiah chapter 27 verse 12.
以赛亚书二十七章十二节。
Isaiah 27 verse 12. In that day, the Lord will thresh from the flowing Euphrates to the wadi of Egypt, and you, O Israelites, will be gathered up one by one.
到那日。
In that day.
末后的日子啊。
This is the end time.
神要从大河，就是幼发拉底河到埃及河吧。他的子民说聚过来。
God will gather all His people from the Euphrates River to the River of Egypt.
这就是主耶稣来的时候所要完成的这个救恩的国度了。
So this is the mission that Jesus will accomplish once He comes to establish His kingdom.
马太福音、马可福音一开始耶稣出来传道的时候，第一句话就讲什么？天国近了，神的国近了。
You can see the first thing that God, that Jesus announced when he came out to ministry in Matthew and in Mark was the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
这是属灵的国度。
And this is a spiritual kingdom.
我们一路讲来，这都是救赎的国度。
We're all speaking about the salvation, the kingdom salvation.
我们来看路加福音。
Look at Luke.
第一章。
Verse chapter one.
耶稣来了。
Jesus came.
第三十一节，一章三十一节。
Chapter one, verse 31.
路加福音一章三十一节。
Luke chapter one, verse 31. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you'll give him the name Jesus.
第三十二节。
Verse 32. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
第三十三节。
Verse 33, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdoms will never end.
耶稣要坐在他的主，就是他把这里他的主大卫的位上。
And so the Lord Jesus will sit on the throne of his father David.
为什么不坐在所罗门的位上？
Why is it that it does not say that Jesus will sit on the throne of Solomon?
因为大卫王是完成了神应许地的国王。
Because David was the only king who fulfilled the promise of God.
耶稣来了。
When Jesus came,
他继承了以赛亚书二十七章的预言呢。
So Jesus fulfilled the prophecy that is in Isaiah chapter 27.
这个救赎的应许，耶稣要把它完成。
This promise of salvation shall be fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
要从大河到埃及小河。
From the Euphrates River to the little river Egypt.
所以我们看加拉太书第三章。
So we can see Galatians chapter 3.
这就转入到应许的国度里面去了。
Now we talk about the promised kingdom of God.
加拉太书三章三十六节到三十九节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse.
加拉太书三章二十六节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 26.
一直到二十九节。
To verse 29, you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. Verse 28, there is neither Jew or Greek, slave nor free, male or female, for you all are one in Christ Jesus. Verse 29, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
借着耶稣，我们都是成为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And so through Jesus Christ, we have now all became descendants of Abraham.
所以世上的国度成了属灵的国度。
And so the kingdom of the world has now become a spiritual kingdom.
耶稣来了。
When Jesus came.
我们知道耶稣就是带来真理还有恩典。
Jesus brought with him grace and truth.
那真正的属灵国度是从五旬节圣灵驾下之后。
And truly, the spiritual kingdom began at the descent of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
所以五旬节之后就是教会的开始，也就是属灵国度的开始。
So after the day of Pentecost was the beginning of the church age and the beginning of the true spiritual kingdom.
所以我们就又要回到那个《使徒行传》来看看到底《使徒行传》在讲什么。
And so now we will refresh our memories of Acts, the book of Acts.
《使徒行传》最主要的中心的主轴就是第一章第八节。
And the prime core or the axle of the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8.
这是我们很熟悉的。
And this is something we're familiar with. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
这里你可以看到两个层面的东西在这里。
We can see two dimensions of this verse.
一个是人。
One is the people.
一个是地。
One is the land.
人就是你们。
People refers to us.
你们要得能力，但是从天来的呢，就是得圣灵。
You will receive power.
然后呢，分三个阶段去宣扬福音。
And then three periods of the spread of the gospel.
人跟地。
People and land.
那地呢又分三个层面。
And so the land has also three different times or periods.
所以使徒行传如果用这个来思想的话，
and so
这一节来思考的话，
consider Acts through this verse.
一个主要的主轴就是这一节。
The first, the axis of this book of Acts is this verse.
那以两个人物来做代表。
And there's two characters to represent the book of Acts.
前半就是彼得，后半就是保罗。
The front part was Peter, and the last part was Paul.
那你也可以看到三个 阶段。
You can see three periods of time.
第一个就是耶路撒冷。
And first period was in the land of Jerusalem.
在犹大全地。
And then in the land of Judea.
跟那个撒玛利亚。
And then the land of Samaria.
最后要直到地极。
And then to the ends of the earth.
要做见证。
And to be witnesses to the lands of the earth.
就是把神的国扩张出去。
And this is to extend the borders of the spiritual kingdom of God.
那《使徒行传》一开始呢，是120个人在一个楼上。
So when the book of Acts began, there's 120 people in the upper room.
圣灵降下了。
When the Holy Spirit descended.
好像一个爆发性的开始。
It was an explosive beginning.
一开始当然是第二章，我们可以看到是以彼得为主要的中心人物。
We can see that Peter was the central character at the point in time.
其实当时做工人很多了，只是。在叙述上用一个人来代表而已、
啊。At that time, there were many workers of God, but Peter was the prime example.
那经过一个阶段、两个阶段。
And after several periods.
那到第二阶段的后半后面呢，保罗就出来了。
At the end of the second period, when Paul appeared.
那我们知道《使徒行传》，他们每次去宣道都是以犹太人为中心。
So every time the apostles went to preach, they always preached to the Jews.
13章之后，我们认为说，哦，已经是到外邦去了。
We thought after chapter 13, they've already gone to the Gentiles.
我们看一下哈，这是保罗出来之后的第三个阶段的开始，从安提亚开始。
We begin the third period of their gospel's preaching, which is in chapter 13 of Acts.
每个他每出去。第一个去宣道的地方是哪里呢
？So they began. Where did they start with their preaching?
比如说十三章十四节。
Let's look at chapter 13, verse 14. From Perga, they went to Pisidian Antioch. On the Sabbath, they entered the synagogue and sat down.
他们一定是去犹太会堂。
First, they went to the synagogues.
十四章第一节。
Chapter 14, verse 1.At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went as usual to a Jewish synagogue.
我们可以继续在自己在念哦，都是一样的。
You can continue to see that everywhere they preached, they first went to synagogues.
我们再看十九章。
Let's look at chapter 19.
这是应该是快最后了。
And this is in the final stages of the last period.
十九章落第八节哈。
Verse 8.Paul entered the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months.
Okay, 他每次都是以犹太会堂为主要的开始点去宣道。
And so Paul always used the synagogues as the place where he would begin his preaching.
那如果他们不接受了
，And if they do not accept the gospel,
这个福音再传给外邦人。
Then he'll preach to the Gentiles.
所以使徒时代的宣道是以犹太人为主要的基地的一个教会。
So the preaching in the book of Acts centered on Jewish believers.
我们看二十一章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 21.
第二三十节。
Verse 30.
这是使徒行传宣道最后的，应该说关门的一幕。
Now we can see the ending of the preaching gospel in the book of Acts.
我们前面。
The whole city was aroused, and the people came running from all directions, seizing Paul. They dragged him from the temple. Immediately the gates were shut.
所有的门都关了。
All the gates were shut.
圣殿的门关了。
The temple gates were shut.
如果把它当成一个象征性的动作来看的话。
And if we look at this as a symbol,
《使徒行传》一开始的时候
，When the act started，
120个人
，120 people，
爆发性的开始
，began with an explosion。
他们天天在殿里面聚会啊
，Every day they met together in the temple court。
圣殿好像为他们开的，其实它是公共场所啊。
It seemed like they were in a public place。
但是他们天天在那里
，And they worshiped there together every day。
门是开的。
The door was open.
但是到这里的话
，But here we see，
保罗被抓了。
Paul was arrested.
他是第二阶段，就是第二个 代表人物到这时候被抓了。
The second major character in the book of Acts was arrested.
然后圣殿的门全关了。
And then all the gates of the temple completely shut.
使徒行传从此之后，你再看不到像以前那样的宣道了，没有了。
From this point forward, you never see again the spread of gospel as you saw in the beginning stages of the book of Acts.
接下来都是什么？中文是分述。
The remaining chapters of Acts all describe the defenses of Paul.
接下来有四次的分述。
There are four times when Paul defended the gospel.
就是辩护的 apologetics. 我们看22章第一节。
Look at chapter 22, verse 1, which is apologetics.
门都关了，现在开始不是宣道。
And so when the gates were shut, now we are not in a stage of evangelism anymore. Now we're in apologetics.
而是分述。
We are in defense.
来，请
问。Verse 1, brothers and fathers, listen now to my defense.
从现在开始，不是说要听神的话，要来信耶稣。要来接受救主，而是什么？听我分述，听我辩解。
So from this point forward, Paul is no longer preaching about the gospel and how I came to Christ. It is now about his defense.
所以从现在开始有四次的分述。
And so for four times, Paul defended himself.
第一次就是他被抓的时候，在甚至千夫长跟还有在这公会面前来分述。
First time he was defending himself in front of the Sanhedrin and also a centurion.
第二次呢？
The second time.
就是在第他所碰到的第一任的那个巡抚 governor 面前来分述。
Second time was with the governor.
我们看24章第十节。
Chapter 24, verse 10. When the governor motioned for him to speak.
24章第十节。第二十四章十节前面。
Acts chapter 24 verse 10, Paul replied, "I know that for a number of years you have been a judge over this nation, so I gladly make my defense."
他来这边是分述的。
So again, he came here just to defend himself.
经过两年，又另外一个那个巡抚又来了。
Two more years later, another governor came.
其实这当中没有宣道啊，只是把保罗被关而已啊。
So there was no preaching the gospel. Paul was in prison.
那个第二任的那个巡抚又来了。
And the second governor came.
保罗又来分述了。
Again, Paul defended himself.
你看二十五章。
Chapter 25.
那个第八节。
Verse 8. Then Paul made his defense. I've done nothing wrong against the law.
这是腓斯都啊，第一个是腓力斯、腓斯都，都是分述。
Chapter 24 was Felix, and chapter 25 was Festus.
第四次。
And the fourth time,
26章第一节,
chapter 26, verse 1, then Agrippa came.
对，这是王来了,
and now
亚基帕王,
the King Agrippa.
26章第一节,
Acts 26, verse 1, then Agrippa said to Paul, "You have permission to speak for yourself." So Paul motioned with his hand, began his defense.
又是分述,
again, it is a defense.
没有宣道了,
it is not preaching.
因为使徒时代宣道的那个时候已经过去了。
Because the age of evangelism has already passed in the Acts of Apostles.
凡事有时的。
There is a time and season for everything.
因为历史是在神的手中。
Because history is in the palms of God.
你想要的时候，有时候是过去了，没办法。
When you still want to do something, it may have already passed.
一百年前你想得救，要得到那个完整的全备的福音，怎么找一定找不到。
If you lived here 100 years beforehand, you would not be able to find a perfect gospel of salvation.
因为应许的圣灵还没再降下来。
Because the promised Holy Spirit has not yet descended 100 years ago.
人是有限的。
Because humans have a limitation.
这时代过去了。
When the times pass,
所有门都关了。
The doors are shut.
保罗再怎么样要努力，没办法。
Even though Paul may try his best, there is no way for him to preach.
保罗一心要去西班牙。
Paul wanted to go to Spain.
他甚至写罗马书。
To preach, and so he wrote it in Romans.
介绍自己的信仰。
to introduce his own faith.
想从那里当作跳板，从罗马当跳板到西班牙。
He wanted to use Rome as his leapboard into Spain.
但是《使徒行传》最后在哪里
？But where did Acts end?
到罗马而已。
It only ended in Rome.
他为什么去罗马
？Why did Paul go to Rome?
他不是要去宣道。
Paul didn't go to Rome to preach.
他是要到皇帝那边去控告，
Paul、
去分诉。
Went to appeal to the Caesar in order to make his own defense.
所以他到罗马的时候，那时候已经有信徒了，已经有教会了。
And so when he went to Rome, there was already believers there and a church there.
我们看罗马书第二十八章结束是怎么样的。
We can see the conclusion of the Church of Rome in chapter 28 of Romans.
使徒时代历史的结束是怎么样的
？And what was the conclusion?
使徒行传二十八章。最后一章嘛，哈，《使徒行传》的结果了。
Acts chapter 28.
保罗进了罗马城，十六节，哈。
Verse 16. When we got to Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with a soldier to guard him.
然后呢，他过了三天，他就请犹太人的首领来。
And then 3 days later, the leaders of Jews were invited.
他是不是跟他们宣道？
Did he come to preach to leaders of Jews?
不是哦。
No.
他是只是说，我虽没有做什么，事干犯本国的百姓和我们祖宗的规条，却被捆锁了，从耶路撒冷解到罗马人的手里了。他也是在分诉了。
Paul is again defending himself. Although I have done nothing against our people or against the customs of our ancestors, I was arrested in Jerusalem and handed to the Romans.
其实保罗的心是想说，他如果分诉成功，他打开一条另外一个没有阻挡的路，可以一直宣道。
Paul was thinking that if his defense was successful, he may open up a new way for him to preach the gospel.
但是最后这一次宣道呢，或是分诉呢？
But what was the conclusion of this final defense?
你看三十三节。
Verse 33.
是用约定的，跟他们约个时间来。
It was through an appointment of time.
二十三节哈。
Verse 23.
他讲的从早讲到晚上啊，二十三节嘛哈。
They arranged to meet, and they spoke from the morning to night.
也是证明神的国。
And to prove the existing of God's kingdom.
也是证明神的救恩。
And to declare the salvation of God.
结果怎么样呢？
But then what was the result?
有信的，有不信的，二十四节。
Verse 24, some were convinced and some were not.
最后不合了，要散了。
And then they dispersed.
要散之前，保罗讲一句话。
And before they dispersed, Paul made a final statement.
这一句话呢，是把旧约的先知的预言讲出来了。
And it is to reiterate a prophecy from the Old Testament prophet.
以赛亚第六章里面的预言。
Prophet Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章很有名的。
Isaiah chapter 6 is a very famous chapter.
神要差他的先知。
That God will send his prophet.
以赛亚说，我在这里，请差遣我。
And Isaiah said, Lord, here I am, please send me.
但是事情还没完呢。
But things have not yet finished.
差你出去，神就讲哦。
And so when God sent out Isaiah, he said,
我差你去。
I send you to this people.
百姓不会听。
But these people will not hear you.
那他们的心门的有啊。
Their hearts will be shut.
他的耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着。
Their ears are not understanding, their eyes are closed.
那先知就问了。
And so prophet asked,
我还没去，神你就说他们不听，那他们不听，你怎么又差我去？
Isaiah said to God, if I go and they do not listen, then why are you sending me?
我看他不懂啊。
Isaiah was puzzled.
如果你的老板说那个客户你去跟他说服，但是他不会买，你会去吗？我说
if today your
目的是什么
boss sent you to go visit a customer and said,You can go, but they will not listen to you, and you cannot make a sale. Would it be worth your time to go there?
你老早晓得他不会买了，你还一大早准备得很好，要去讲完回来，真的没有买，你怎么样？你很气啊！
Why would you?
但是你不得不又不得不去。
Why would you get up early in the morning to visit a client who will never make a sale?
这是时代改变的，一定是这样。
Because the age has changed, and so things will be what they are.
以赛亚书的预言在这里保罗把它讲出来。
And so Isaiah's prophecy was repeated here by Paul.
也是把使徒行传、使徒时代做一个最后的划分点，说到此结束。
And here is the conclusion of the period of Acts.
保罗最后一句话是什么？
And what was Paul's final words?
他所讲的最后一句话。
What was his final thing that he said?
28章28节。
Chapter
28:28.
Verse 28. Therefore, I want you to know that God's salvation has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will listen.
如果你念这个英文，你会感觉奇怪啊。
When you read this, you will feel a little puzzled.
因为前半句是用完成式 perfect tense 来写的。
The first half of the verse was written in a past perfect.
不是 perfect,
present perfect tense.
Present perfect has been, 这是现在完成式嘛，哈。
In a present perfect tense.
以文法来讲呢，就是做了。然后呢，这个动作一直到现在还存在的状态。
Been sent is a verb that says that it has been completed in the past and it still exists today.
那下面那一句是用未来式哦，对不对
？And then will listen is in the future tense.
他们将要听，以后才会听。
It says that Gentiles will listen in the future.
这个福音已经是传到外邦了。
And it is so. The salvation has already been sent.
但是什么时候听？
But when will the Gentiles listen?
他们以后才会听。
The Gentiles will listen in the future.
你头部发那个什么冒烟呢？
So you may be confused.
是不是？其实保罗是讲的是最在《使徒行传》里面使徒的最后一句话就是这个。
And so this is the final words of an apostle.
这告诉我们。
And this is to tell us.
使徒时代已经福音已经是。在犹太人满了他们不信了之后那个福音已经是就是有传到外邦好像这个你的碗已经满了而这个什么东西流出来
So during the time of the apostles they have already reached the Gentiles to the limit where it's overflowing
那使徒时代犹太人为主的宣道或是救恩时代已经过去了
And so the time of preaching to the Jews as a primary target is now past.
因为到最后保罗是其实是咒诅的话。
So in a way, Paul here is cursing the Jews.
就说不用再讲了，听也听不进去了，心门有了。
There's no need for us to preach to you anymore because your hearts are shut.
但是福音已经传到外邦。
But the salvation has been sent out.
但是外邦人的时代还没到。
But the age of the Gentiles is yet to come.
他们以后就是他们将要听。
One day they'll come and believe in this gospel.
所以《使徒行传》就到此不再讲话了。
And so you can see that the Acts of Apostles ends here and is silent.
最后是一个叙述的状况。
And so at the end, it is just a description of what happened to Paul.
一个老工人。
An old worker of God.
保罗现在已经年纪大了。
And Paul now is an old age man.
在一个租的房子里面。
An elderly man living in a rented house.
他是这个时候他是当犯人呢。
As a prisoner.
福音还是不会被隔断，有人来他还是跟他谈到的。
Although gospel was not fettered in chains, when people came, he would still talk to them about the gospel.
你也看到整个《使徒行传》的前后。
And so you can see the beginning of Acts and the end of Acts.
开始是120个人在一个楼上。
In the beginning, were 120 people in the upper room.
爆发性的开始。
It was an explosive beginning.
最后是一个老工人。
But at the very end was one lonely person.
在租的房子里面。
An elderly man.
讲了最后的判语，审判的话。
In a rented room, with the final judgment for the Jews.
结束了使徒时代。
Concluding the age of the apostles.
那现在呢
And so what is it
经过了这么多年
After all these years,
很重要的使徒行传告诉我们就是这个圣灵、啊、
The most important thing of this book of Acts is about the Holy Spirit
这个应许的圣灵
This promised Holy Spirit
所以应许圣灵1917年 建立了真耶稣教会。
And this promise, the same promise, Holy Spirit came onto our church in 1917.
接下来就是要看末后的神的计划书了。
And now we shall see the plans or revelation of God.
启示录第一章第一节。
The blueprints of God in end time, which is Revelation. Turn to Revelation chapter 1, verse 1.The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place.
将来必要快成的事。
What must soon take place?
写这个书的时候是主后九十年之后的。
This book was written in 90 AD.
这个时候保罗已经死了好久了。
At this time, Paul has already been dead for a long time.
彼得也是死了很久了。
And Peter has also died for a long time.
这是最老最老最老的约翰还在。
So this is the sole survivor of the apostles, John, Apostle John.
启示录要这个事情要应验，是他写的时候是九十年之后，是在以后，就是所以启示录跟使徒时代没有关系啊，
so、
跟保罗没有关系，至少跟。保罗跟彼得他们没有关系啊。
Because John wrote it in 90 AD, which is after the church age, it has nothing to do with the period of the apostles because Paul and Peter had already died.
第四章第一节。
So chapter 4, verse 1.
他所看到的是以后，甚至连约翰他不一定能够沾到边啊，他不一定能够来经历这个事情啊。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 1 all the things that Elder John saw even he could not participate in.
四章一节。
Chapter 4 verse 1 after this I looked and there before me was a door standing open in heaven.
第二节。
Verse 2 and the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said come up here and I will show you what must take place after this verse.
Okay. 以后要发生的事情。
So here it says what must take place after this.
以后发生的事情全部记载在神的一个书卷里面。
All the future events are prophesied in one book.
五章一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals.
这个书卷就是末后要发生的事情。
And this scroll contains all the things that will happen at end time.
这就是救赎史里面以后要发生的事情。对当时来讲。
These are the things of salvation that will happen in the end time.
那这个书卷一开出来。
And once the scroll is opened.
我们知道就是真耶稣教会出来。
That is the time when a true Jesus church appears.
一个很重要的一个印证就是第六章的一节二节。
We can see that proof in chapter 6, verse 1 and 2.
然后呢，第七章的第一节到第四节。
And also in chapter 7, verse 1 to 4.
一个决定性的一个记号，就是应许的圣灵。
And a decisive proof is the descent of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们现在已经都得到应许的圣灵。
And so we have all almost received the descent of the Holy Spirit.
在真耶稣教会里面有应许的圣灵。
In True Jesus Church today, you will find the promised Holy Spirit.
所以才有赦罪的洗礼。
And that is why you have a baptism that can actually remit our sins.
你没有应许的圣灵，你洗一百遍没有用。
If you do not have the promised baptism, even if you bathe for 100 times, you'll never be able to wash away your sins.
才能够执行跟主耶稣有份的洗脚礼。
And so we can carry out the foot washing that will take part with Jesus.
圣餐礼的时候也是圣灵的运行。
And the Holy Communion likewise is also through the promised Holy Spirit.
所以你才能够来分享主耶稣的血跟肉。
Then you can also partake in the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit.
在末日我们才能够复活。
And so in the end time we too can resurrect.
所以真耶稣教会就是在救赎的死，救赎死里面，就是启示录要所要这个预言所要应验的这个教会。
And so True Jesus Church is the true church that is prophesied in the book of Revelations.
当然这个跟 那个旧约的圣殿是有关系的。
In the history of salvation, of course, this also relates to the temple in the Old Testament.
第一个圣殿是大卫准备材料，他的儿子建起来的。
We know that the first temple that was built was the materials was prepared by David, and he was built by his son Solomon.
是神感动大卫。
This was moved by David.
第二个圣殿呢
？The second temple in the Old Testament.
谁被感动来建的
？Who was moved to build this temple?
是一个不认识神的国王。
It was a king who did not even know God.
古列王呢
？It was King
Cyrus.
King Cyrus.
甚至神说，他虽然不认识我，我也要给他能力，给他素养。
And so God said, even if King Cyrus does not know me, I will give him power and move him to build.
神感动一个外邦王。
God moved a Gentile king.
他来，哈，来鼓励去建造圣殿。
And Cyrus encouraged the Jewish people to rebuild the temple of God.
那些材料都是外邦所准备的。
All the materials and supplies were provided by Gentiles.
所以神的救赎。
And so the salvation of God.
现在借着教会来进行。
It is being revealed through the church.
十五世代过去了。
And after the age of apostles.
现在就是外邦人的建筑教会的时代。
This church is built by Gentile hands.
照保罗所讲的。
As in accordance to Paul's prophecy.
外邦人的数目有一天会满。
That the Gentiles' numbers will one day be filled.
满了之后。
And once it is perfected.
以色列人他们再嫁进来
then the Israelites will then
他们全家得救
be saved and added to this fold
所以我们可以看得到
and so we can see today
神的那个救赎
that the salvation plan of God
从古代的万人祭司的时代
from the ancient times when there are multitudes could be priests of God
然后进入到神拣选亚伯兰一人一个国
to one person one nation of God
现在从一个人一个国的单一的以色列人的得救
we have a single person a single nation that is saved
现在到万人就是万族啊外邦人的时代
to the end time when the multitudes now us could be saved
最后全部在神的国里面
and all people should come to the kingdom of God
所以我们是很有福气的
so we are truly blessed
我们刚好在这个时候
we are now in this golden age
我们在唱诗390首
sing hymn 390